بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، Dear all, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and salutations be upon the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless blessings. And from these blessings is this tongue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This tongue is an amazing creation. It has an ability to taste so many flavors, and it has the ability to be a means towards speaking so many languages. La ilaha illallah. And all this despite its small size. And this tongue, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, is also a means of gaining us great access to paradise. And this is what makes it amazing as well. And in the same breath, it can also be a means of our destruction. I hope the message is clear. This tongue, despite its small size, is amazing. And they say dynamite comes in small packages. O servants of Allah, it is of utmost importance that we take care of this tongue. The pious predecessors before us used to say that if there was anything that deserved imprisonment for the longest moments of time, then that thing would be the tongue. Meaning keeping the tongue as inactive as possible. And when you keep it active, then you keep it active and moist with that which is good, that which is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at this tongue and us in this world, we find that it makes us and breaks us as well. How many a time have you seen a person who you don't know, but they look special, and they enter your gathering, and they sit down in front of you, and you feel this great respect for them. And this respect lasts and lasts and lasts until they open their mouth. They speak. As soon as they speak, you realize the reality of this person. And if they speak in the wrong manner and touch you the wrong way, the respect that you had for them dissolves immediately. And if they speak in the right way, then the respect that you had for them increases abundantly. This is how this tongue can make us or break us. There's a famous story that is narrated, and this story happened at the time of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. They say once he was with his students and he was teaching them, and the Imam, because he was close to his students and he used to spend long hours with them, because of this, when he would sit with them, he would sit in a specific way. He would relax a bit with them. And one day, whilst he was teaching them, this figure entered into the classroom. A wise-looking figure. And this figure walked all the way to the front and sat down and remained quiet. And as soon as this figure entered, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, brought his feet in and sat even more appropriately, out of respect for this newcomer. And this was the manners and morals and etiquettes that the pious before us had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these manners and morals. Ameen. So he brought his feet in and he sat appropriately. And this continued as this person remained in the gathering. And Abu Hanifa continued teaching his lessons. Until a point came where Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was teaching the book of Siyam. As is stated in some narrations. He was teaching his students the rulings pertaining to the month of fasting. And whilst he was teaching this, this man put up his hand to ask a question. So out of great respect, Abu Hanifa stopped the lesson and took the question of this man. So this man said, I have a question. What happens if the first of Ramadan happens to fall on Eid day? Happens to fall on Eid day. Now we know on Eid day, a person is not allowed to fast. But when the first of Ramadan happens, a person has to fast. So this person said, what happens if the first of Ramadan happens to fall on Eid day? So Abu Hanifa rahimahullah smiled, because this is something impossible. So he smiled and said, if the first of Ramadan falls on Eid day, then it's time for Abu Hanifa to stretch his feet out again. Meaning that this person who he had so much respect for, and this person who he thought was so wise, these thoughts vanished. When this person opened his mouth, when he spoke. Because when he spoke, he made clear the reality of his innate, the reality of the intrinsic. And it was clear that there was no wisdom present in this particular person. Thus, yes, our tongue makes us and breaks us. If we look at us and our tongues and the hereafter, then understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and this person will have a mountain of deeds, of hajj, of salah, of zakah, of charity, and so on and so forth. A mountain of deeds. And this person will be proud of this mountain, only to find that this tongue was a means of his regret. Why? When he lived in this world, he never used it properly. He insulted people. He usurped the rights of people. He backbited against people. Thus, the day of Qiyamah, which is a day of justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay back those who this man harmed with his tongue by taking away his good deeds and giving it to them. Taking away his good deeds and giving it to them till this mountain becomes a molehill, and this molehill becomes no more. And it might just be that there are many, many more people who require redemption. So what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their sins and give it to this person. Until those sins start amassing until his mountain of good deeds became a mountain of evil deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. What a loss will a person be in on the day of Qiyamah when he finds out that the deeds he spent his life trying to acquire were acquired for others. Why? Because of the evil usage of his or her tongue. We don't have time, dear brothers and sisters, to delve into the evils of the tongue. But I want to share with you a message before we close this particular broadcast. And that is that you have the right to remain silent. And everything you say will be held against you in the court. Whose court? The court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus exercise your right to be silent. And think twice before you speak. And ask yourself, is what I'm about to say beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it is, I will speak. If it's not, I will refrain. Thus, I will ensure that this tongue is a means of making me, both in this world and the next. Dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a place of everlasting happiness and everlasting peace. And this place is known as Jannah. This place is known as paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a place of everlasting doom and depression and destruction. And this place is known as Jahannam. It is known as the hellfire. And then we have this world that you and I are in right now. This world that we experience when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes our souls to be attached to our bodies outside of the womb of our mothers. When we are alive, we live a life in this world. This world has moments of happiness, and by default, this world has moments of difficulty. This is the reality of this world. And it is with this introduction that I introduce to you all something that we all know but sometimes forget. And that is that the nature of this world is that you and I will be tested. We will be tested with every waking of every single day. Because this life that we live in, my dear brothers and sisters, is a test, a long test. From the waking of every day to the sleeping of every night is a test. It's a long examination. And this test will be marked on the day of Qiyamah when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we understand this, we understand the true essence of patience. And this is the title of this short video. Patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left us astray. He placed us in this world and sent us messengers and revealed to us books. And these messengers and books provided us with perspective. It provided us with clarity in understanding. And the essence, or one of the essences of these messages that came from the messengers and came from the books revealed, was the importance of patience. Why patience? Well, my dear brother, my dear sister, my dear mother and father, it's no secret that we experience difficult moments in our lives. But the important aspect for us to realize is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the remedy to deal with these difficulties, gave us the medication to deal with these difficulties, and that is the medication of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book establishes the fact that we will be tested in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second juz says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that we will be tested with many, many different tests, with life, with death, with poverty. Subhanallah. We will be tested. It's part and parcel of this life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately after informing us of the sunnah, of the life that we live in, tells us, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and glad tidings upon the patient. La ilaha illallah. Who are the patient, ya Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. They are those when a difficulty afflicts them, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we are from Allah, and unto Allah we will return. They remain with their iman. They remain with their Islam. They never deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they've been tested, they've been afflicted with difficulty, they've been afflicted with adversity, it only makes their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger. It only makes their understanding of this ayah better. And they understand that Allah here has provided us an opportunity to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They are those who say this when afflicted with difficulty, when the calamity strikes. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have an amazing prize. And this prize is in the form of blessings befalling them. Blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falling upon them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكْ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Upon these people are the salawat and the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. La ilaha illallah. And if you know, if you ponder over these ayat, it teaches us that when a difficulty afflicts us, it's not the O of obstacle. Rather, it's the O of opportunity. Which opportunity? The opportunity to get salawat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opportunity to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we didn't go through this difficulty successfully, we would have been void from these blessings. If we didn't have this test in the first place, we would have been void from these blessings. Thus, it's not an obstacle, it's an opportunity. I want you to benchmark what I've said against the difficulties you, O servant of Allah, and O child of Adam, are facing in your home. The difficulties you are facing in your home. Benchmark it against this message that I've said. It's not an obstacle, it's an opportunity. Think about the exams that you and I take in this world. We go to school and we write exams. We write our secondary school exams. It's a test. When we pass this test, we have greater opportunities awaiting us. We can go to university. And when we pass our test in university, we have greater opportunities awaiting us in the form of getting a good job that pays a better salary. Or maybe you might just choose to go further and do a master's degree and you'll face more tests. And when you pass those tests, you have greater opportunities that await you. This is the same, O servants of Allah, with every test you pass that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your blessings. Every test passed is a chance to earn an even greater opportunity, an even greater blessing. And that is why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا ابْتَلَاهُ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He will test you. It's not an obstacle. Instead, it's an opportunity. I want you to think this way. The messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved to Him, were tested. If they were tested, what about yourself and myself? And as I introduce this topic and this video, we are not in Jannah. Jannah is to come, nor are we in Jahannam. May Allah protect us all from it. We are in the dunya. Yes, we have moments of difficulty, but understand there will be moments of pleasure and moments of happiness. And I want you to understand one thing, dear viewer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never test you with a burden that you cannot carry. Never ever. Allah has promised this in the Quran. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will never test you, will never give you a burden that you cannot manage. So if you are facing a test, I want you to sit up and I want you to believe that you can pass this test. I want you to believe that you are able because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that you are able. And Allah loves you, thus He's testing you, and Allah has presented you an opportunity to earn His salawat and to earn His mercy and to build for yourself a greater paradise. I hope in these few words you feel inspired, and I hope these few words have provided a perspective that you never knew before. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers us in paradise the same way He has gathered us here via this broadcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.